On February 15th, the day after the school shooting in Parkland, Fred Guttenberg stood on stage at the amphitheater at Pine Trails Park, expressing shock and anguish over the loss of his daughter, Jamie.
I don't know what I do next. My wife is home. We are broken.
Guttenberg stood on that same stage again last week during an event to spread awareness about PTSD. In his speech, he brought the small crowd back to that night when he had called himself broken, and he talked about the importance of moving forward. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman brings us this excerpt.
Every day is a reminder of our loss. Mother's Day, holidays, birthdays, and this thing called Love Jamie Day. See, my little goofy girl had access to my phone. I had nothing to hide. On random days throughout my calendar, Jamie put in a day called Love Jamie Day. It was kind of like a Valentine's Day on steroids. The very first day after February 14th, when Love Jamie Day came up, I was actually in Washington, D.C. It was actually going to be my first meeting with Senator Rubio since the town hall, and I almost didn't make it. I wasn't ready for it. I have actually now looked ahead in my calendar to see every day when Love Jamie Day comes up. I won't delete them, but I'm going to be prepared for them. I always choose to tell Jen and the kids that as long as we wake up in the morning and those we love and care about are safe and healthy, and we go to sleep at night and they're still safe and healthy, we're having a good day. Unfortunately, we've had some really bad days in the past few months. But we're doing better. We're doing better. The rabbi at Jamie's funeral talked about moving forward, not moving on. And we as a community, we're not moving on, we're not forgetting, but we're moving forward. We miss Jamie's voice in our home. She was the energy in every room that she ever went into. Trust me, our new normal is a lot quieter, and we miss the noise.
That was Fred Guttenberg, whose 14-year-old daughter, Jamie, died in the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. He was speaking at an event last week in Parkland.